Sunday morning. Yeah. It's easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. I wanna be high.
Commodores, that's why I'm easy.
That's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning.
Okay, we're going to move now to the Pointer Sisters. And what was that grotesquely growl in the background? Alright. This one's called Automatic. Don't forget the phone lines are still open. We've got Beam Me Up Scotty next. Scott Davis, sorry.
Look what you done to me.
Yeah, 0384 277 4. Must apologize for talking all the way through this record.
Your camera looks through me with its x-ray vision and all systems run the ground. All I can manage to push from my lips is a stream of absurdity. Up locked in a circuitry. No way to control it. It's totally automatic. Whenever you're around, I'm walking blindfolded. Completely automatic. All of my systems are down. What is this madness that makes my motor run and my legs too weak to stand? I go from sadness to acceleration like a robot at your command. My hands perspire and shake like the leap up and down blows my ground. All that can manage to
Pointer Sisters and Automatic. Okay, the last song from me is coming up. Then you've got Scott Davis with the very best from dance and chart music. Don't forget to give him a call. Okay, my last dedication is to Joanne, Kevin and Sally. And that's from Giggling Vanessa in Kings Winford. Bashman Turner Overdrive. And you ain't seen nothing yet.
Headphones on. Microphone in position. Microphone in position. Watch what you're doing.
Decks on.
Decks on.
The tapes on.
Tapes on.
Cue jingle.
Cue jingle.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the DJ of the year. We'll be right back.
Yeah, good afternoon. Somebody's got Davis now. Put my teeth back in to start with. That's better. 8 minutes past two. We've got me till 5 0384 277 444 is the mic. Give us a call right now for a request or a dedication. Thanks to DJ Giggs for the last 2 hours of good music for once. I believe he had loads of calls today. Well done, Giggs. Anyway, keep the calls coming. 0384 277 444. We're waiting for your calls right now. In the studio with me, we've got Bing. We've also got DJ Giggs. And Ben Sinclair's just left the studio. Starting off a new order on Blue Monday.
Those who came before.
Hey, guys, I'd be glad to Chris Jones, Richard Cooper, and Al Hipkiss. They were at All Sports in Merry Earl. That's good from Vicky Mills. She wants me to ring her at home. Okay, so can you ring Vicky Mills? That's Chris Jones, Richard Cooper, and Al Hipkiss. Ring Vicky Mills, okay? There you go. 0484-277-444. You can just call right now. Any requests or dedications. It's XL Radio 100.5 FM with Scott Davis. Moving on to Doug Lazy now and Let It Roll. That's a big load to Vanessa and Lissa over there in Penn's Net. Little message. It's Leslie guests dead when Vanessa catches her, okay? So there you go. I want Smith and Mighty and Walk On. I'll sort that out in just a little while, so stay tuned. In the meantime, 0384-277-444, you give us a call right now. If you want a request or dedication, and you can go live on the air as well.
Let it roll.
Doug Lazy there and Let It Roll. We're on the sound of Smith and Mighty now and Walk On. Let's go out to Vanessa and Melissa of them Pensnet. Also a big hello to Gilbert down in Kings Winford. He was Planet E. I'll sort that out next year, okay, mate. 0384 277 444 SXR Radio 100.5 FM with Scott Davis. 3:20, give us a call right now. I've got DJ Giggs and Bing in the studio with me at the moment. Smith and Mighty there and Walk On. Let's go for Vanessa and Melissa over there in Pensnet. How you doing out there? A little competition there. I want to know, why did Roy Orbison wear dark glasses? Okay, so if you know the answer to that, 0384 277 444, get a call right now. Why did Roy Orbison wear dark glasses? It's a pretty easy answer. You'll kick yourself when you know the answer, but still, get a call right now. We also had a Casey flight now and planning to special for Gilbert Avenue in Kingsdenford. They've got competition. Why did Roy Orbison wear dark glasses? 0384 277 444, get a call right now.
About 6 o'clock in the evening, the sun was setting and darkness had just began to fill the sky. When I first touched down on the surface of planet E, it was a heavily populated planet which had many cities, mostly separated by blacks and whites. We won't say blacks and whites, we'll call one group A, the other group B. While walking through one of the cities, I ran into a group of kids. They called themselves a posse. They were bad, you could tell. They all had the front of their hats turned to the side. They walked with a limp. I thought something was wrong. They looked mad at the world. But then again, so did everyone in this city. I wonder why. As I walked deeper and deeper into the city, I saw many stores. Most of them said liquors. Now mind you, this was a very, 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 very popular place. People gathered around, constantly going in and out, trading liquor for pay. Who got the pay? Well, eventually group A. Now standing on the corner was a brother named Raheem, although I heard his mother call him Petey. Now Petey was holding a 40-ounce bottle in the palm of his left hand. Now Petey was drinking the same thing in the same place, talking about the same old shit around the same time last year. Just let the days go by. Letting the days go by. If he had accomplished every dream and every goal he ever had in his lifetime, if he had money to burn and then some to spend, let the days go by. If he had a mansion, a yacht, a big fat knot in his pocket, but he didn't. I couldn't relate, didn't understand, or could I comprehend? Could it be because the economical system was meant to keep him and his group from having the self-motivation for living and sharing a more finer way of life? Or could it also be because the group that lived in this city failed to overcome the obstacles we all must overcome in this great big crazy game of life? It's the same as it ever was. So I proceeded to the next city, and this was a much cleaner city, a city where everyone had a very fine house with two cats in the yard, saying life used to be so hard, a city where you can't go where the others go, cause you don't look like they do, and if you did, you were stopped and asked to see some kind of identification card. And this was a city where people greet each other with a smile, they were concerned about the welfare of one another, as they bobbed their heads to their ancient rock and roll. But this is not the first planet that's been touched ground on, and every other planet in the universe seems to play dope music. With a beat called soul, 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 with a beat called soul.
Yeah, that's Casey Flight there, and playing to you, going out to Gilbert down there in Kingsdenford. How you doing, mate? Let's hi to Paul Wood, he's on at 5 o'clock tonight, he just give us a call. Also hi to Vez and everyone who knows her. She wants soul, soul, keep on moving. And she thinks the answer to the competition is because she had pink eyes. Oh god, did Roy Orbison have pink eyes or not? And she thinks he's an albino, had white hair as well. We didn't have white hair either, okay? Oh well, never mind. Anyway, that's the competition. We want to know why Roy Orbison wore dark glasses, okay? If you know the answer, 0384 277 444, give us a call right now. Win yourself, what should we say? Say 7-inch, yeah, any 7-inch you want. We're on to the sounds of Rise now, and All For Love on the Club Mix. I'll play for 277 444. If you just want a question or dedication as well, give us a call right now. If you want to go live there, give us a call as well. We can sort that out for you as well, okay?
Let's go.
Okay, I think we've got a live caller. Hello, is Queen Exile?
John.
John. All right, mate, where are you calling from, John?
Pardon?
Where are you calling from?
Sedgley.
Well, say hi to anybody then.
Pardon?
Who do you want to say hi to?
Stephen and James.
Yeah.
James and Debbie.
Yeah. They in Sedgley as well?
Pardon?
They in Sedgley as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, could I have Beat International?
Yeah, do you want the 12-inch? The remix?
Yeah.
I can, mate. Right. Anything else we can do for you? Want to go to the competition while I'm live on the air?
Yeah.
Okay, then. We want to know why Roy Orbison wore dark glasses, okay, mate? Why did he wear dark glasses?
Yeah. Because he had something wrong with his eyes.
Well, he did, actually. But what was wrong with him?
Oh, God.
He was
his bright light made his eyes go funny.
No, mate, I'm sorry, that was wrong. Okay, mate.
Right.
Okay, then, tour, mate. Okay, tour. I don't know, some of these answers they come up with for these competitions. Never mind. It's half past 2 here, it's XR Radio 100.5 FM with Scott Davis. Open it for 27744. Give us a call right now. Yes, old soul, keep on moving. 12-inch style. Club mix, especially for Vez and everyone who knows that. Vez is the one who fought that Roy Orbison was an albino. Oh, God. Never mind. Anyway. Don't forget the competition. Why did Roy Orbison wear dark glasses? 084-27744. Give us a call right now. Love. Now sold soul there and keep on moving. Go to Vez over there in Kingsford. Vez has just rung back to the studio and she says it wasn't who decided that he was an albino, it was Joan Richardson, okay? So Joan Richardson was the people who thought he was an albino. That's from Vez. Let's say hi to the young chap who just went on live. He wanted Beast International and Don't Be Good To Me. That's coming up next, mate. Got a 12-inch remix. Also a little message here from Joe in Kingsinford. She says Verity should know the answer to the competition because her daddy's Roy Orbison. Well, there you go. That was from De La Soul. Over there 4277 444, give us a call right now. It's XL Radio with Scott Davis. And then again, it's over there 4277 444, give us a call right now. Have the competition. Why did Roy Orbison wear dark glasses? Pretty easy. Give us a call right now if you know the answer. And go live on the air and tell us if you want. The competition's just been won. It's by Simon down there in Kingsinford. And he guessed that Roy Orbison was cross-eyed. Well, that's it's correct, mate. Roy Orbison was cross-eyed, so he wore dark glasses. So Simon in Kingsinford, he wanted Beast International. It should be on its way to you very soon, mate. Okay, open it forward, 277-444. XR Radio is 23. Scott Davis, give us a call right now. No dedications or requests, and you can get live on the air as well. Yeah, that is Beast International there. On 12-inch Smith & Mighty remix of Dub Be Good To Me. Next one's going out to Joe down there in Kingsinford, and everyone who knows her. It's De La Soul and the Magic Number. Over at 4277 444, give us a call right now. Scott Davis.
Three, that's a magic number.
Three.
Yes, it is. It's the magic number.
Three.
Somewhere in this hip-hop soul community was born three mace dubbing me, and that's a magic number.
What does it all mean?
Difficult preaching is posthumous pleasure. Pleasure in preaching starts in the heart. Something that stimulates the music in a measure. Measure in the music, raising three parts. Casually see, but don't do like the soul. Cause seeing and doing are actions for monkeys. Doing hip-hop, hustle, no rock and roll. Unless your name's Brewster, cause Brewster's a punk.
Three.
Parents let go, cause it's magic in the air. Criticizing rap, cause you're out of order. Stop looking, listen to the phrase in Fred Astaire's. And don't get offended while Mace Do-Si-Do's your daughter. A dry camera roll system is now set. Fly around the store under Daisy Productions. It stands for the inner sound, y'all, in your Quebec. That the action's not a trick, but show not a function. Everybody wants to be a DJ. Everybody wants to be an MC. But being speakers are the best. And you don't have to guess. De La Soul Posse consists of three, and that's a magic number.
Three.
This here piece of the pie is not dessert, but the course that we dine. And three out of every darn time, the effect is, where the daisy grows in your mind. Showing true position, this here piece is kissing the part of the pie that's missing, where that negative number fills up your casualty. Maybe you can subtract it. You can call it your lucky partner. Maybe you can call it your adjective. But odd as it may be, without my one and two, where would there be my three mates passing me, and that's the magic number.
What does it all mean?
Focus is formed by flaunt of the soul. Souls who flaunt style gain praise by pounds. Common on speakers who honor the scroll. Scroll written daily creates a new sound. Listeners listen, cause this here is wisdom. Wisdom of a speaker, a dumb and a plug. Set aside a legal substance to feed them for now. Get them high off this dialect drug. Time is a factor, so it's time to count. Count not the negative actions of one. Speakers of soul say it's time to shout. Three forms the soul to a positive sum. Dance to this fix and flex every muscle. Space can be filled if you ride like my lumber. Advance to the tune, but don't do the hustle. Shake, rattle, roll to my magic number. Now you may try to subtract it, but it just won't go away. Three times one.
What is it?
One, two, three.
That's a magic number.